We ought to be able to find, in over $3 billion of annual spending, a way to pay for this program. We begin the Senate new year the way we ended the Senate last year. The dysfunctional Senate, almost entirely the responsibility of the majority leader.
Mitch McConnell mincing no words, slapping the blame on John Boehner, the tug of war over whether to extend unemployment benefits. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Besides unemployment, heavy on the minds of the lawmakers who are back on the Hill, temperatures that are freezing, near freezing, and just downright cold have people talking about the weather, maybe even a little bit more than usual. The buzz in the land is, I got your cold, and then I'll raise you. How cold is it where you are? The concern, over 16 people now officially have died due to weather-related things like shoveling snow and having a heart attack, hypothermia, car being stuck, walking outside of the car. So record lows with this extreme weather in the last 5 days. A lot of kids home from school. I'm sure there's some parents, as much as they might adore their children, that want to see them go back on the bus and go to school. Cabin fever. Running around all day long, especially off of a break for the Christmas holidays. So that's the situation with a lot of the kids in Illinois, in Chicago, in Missouri, in Minnesota, Wisconsin. You know, pick a place where we're seeing high totals. Buffalo, New York, 14 inches of snow, fresh snow on Tuesday. And even though the people there, like the people in North Dakota, like the people in Minnesota, know how to deal with real winter, it still is a beast to get through, especially when there's cancellations of buses or trains or other modes of getting from point A to B. Guarantee there weren't necessarily a lot of people going out for lunch. You might get to work, but you're probably going to stay there all day long unless you are right next to some place where you could eat, some restaurant. Don't think a lot of people would be driving around. And the concern for cars breaking down high in places like Indianapolis, where the mayor there wasn't taking any chances and says stay off the road or get fined. Only emergency vehicles of any kind, that's it. Otherwise, we have a mess on our hands. Rand Paul didn't mince words when he talked about unemployment and the president really pushing unemployment to have it extended. He ripped the prez, saying that, to paraphrase, this is something that we've seen before from the Obama administration, saying it's like most liberals. He makes big-hearted, small-brained policy statements because the president is really pushing this all over the place. He says he hasn't heard the argument that says extending unemployment insurance will somehow hurt the unemployed because it snaps their motivation to get a new job. That really sells the American people short. That's what the president said. He said, I can't name a time when I met an American who would rather have an unemployment check than the pride of having a job. Rand Paul's point is, where are you getting the money? Who's paying for this? Where are we paying for this? Because while it's fine to say that, it's about pulling the money out of something, out of somewhere, with the deficits being the way they are at this point. I mean, how many amendments can they allow, too, by the way? You know, it's amendment-rich territory. And will they have amendments to pay for it? I mean, we spent $230 billion on unemployment benefits over the last 6 years or so. So this leads to the whole thing of what nobody talks about, and Rand Paul talked about a little bit, is the rising prices. So you've got food prices rising, you have gas prices rising, and the people on fixed incomes are having to deal with that. So the people who get the unemployment benefits extended is one thing, but then to pay for that unemployment insurance, the people who are working get hit with it, and the poor, because the prices that get raised. And that's the part that does get left off. He's absolutely right about that. Will it be extended or not? At this point, it's kind of a fuzzy math game. Could get extended? Maybe not. Are the numbers going to be there in the end? It's a couple of votes that right now aren't there. They're either going to pop up or they're going to go in a different direction. Now, the other thing that there's a lot of conversation about, not surprisingly, is the NSA and surveillance. And what has the NSA surveillance program done? How many terror plots have been stopped? How many lives have been saved? If you listen to Congressman Pete King, who's always waving this flag, he says a ton. Hundreds and hundreds of lives. So we can't clamp down on the NSA. But a warrant for phone records? For millions of phone records? And wasting all that time and money on the information that we've heard of, courtesy of Ed Snowden, even though this was out there. We knew this was happening. But the fact that now it's so in your face, I think there's more attention being paid to it. Of anything coming out of D.C., that's one thing that people want to talk about, is the spying, for sure. So how about it? We can mix in a little conversation about unemployment benefits. Should they be extended, even if it's crippling again, to try to come up with the money? And how cold is it where you are? Are you still in the single digits? Are you shoveling snow and you're just dog tired and are tired of having to start that car and then run to it, dig it out, and that whole thing that you have to go through, the rigmarole, the dance, the winter dance, to get from one point to the other? I'll tell you, I would think one thing for sure, if you're going out running errands, you have to have a really solid list, because you don't want to go back again. It's just get in the SUV and we're going to make all of our stops and that's it. You want to toss in, you can, 855-266-5283. We're going to the phone lines next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
About the, you got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain in me looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at me, cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at me. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
Every boy's the same since up in the seventh grade. They've been trying to get at me, trying to.
855-266-5283. What do you think? Extend unemployment benefits or not? And how about marijuana? Should we just say yes across the board? Look at the early success they're having in Colorado. We're going to talk to a pot shop owner coming up later this week on America Tonight, who is overwhelmed by the avalanche of customers. And it's all the conversation throughout the state. Marijuana, what it costs, and what kind of money the state is going to be able to raise by taxing it. Rick in Illinois. Rick, just how cold is it where you are?
3 degrees right now.
3 degrees.
Yeah, it was 13 below Sunday.
Woo! Yeah, so it was much colder.
Yeah, it's supposed to start warming up. I'd say it's time to end the unemployment. Put those people back to work. Enough's enough.
Yeah, enough is enough. Don't extend it, because how do we pay for it? So why do we can't keep dipping into the well?
You keep them on unemployment, they're not going to go look for a job.
Mm-hmm.
They extended, 99 weeks last time, you think?
Yeah, it was a crazy amount of time, yes.
They can find a job. I just come back to Biloxi. Those people down there are saying the same thing. You know, they don't, you know, they got jobs. Why can't these other people not find jobs? One woman at the restaurant I worked at, I went to, she said her and her husband come from Minnesota. They moved down there to Biloxi to find jobs. They're just fine. There's no reason people can't find jobs.
I think it depends on what field you're in. I think it depends on where you live. But I think if you make a good point, if you have been on unemployment for a long time, there's only so much. I mean, the 99 weeks was crazy.
Yeah. And Well, when I lost my jobs, I had to take jobs I didn't particularly want, but I had to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
I could go out for 26 weeks. Not bad. I was out on my own, so I had to go out and get a job. There's some jobs that not the best, but at least they got pain. You'll pay you on the way. Sit around whining and crying, and you can't find a job.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of jobs out there.
I'm with you. I'm like you. I've taken jobs, plenty of different jobs. But that's how I am. That's how I'm built. So there's, you know, if there's absolutely nothing, what do I do? There's no woe is me. I've done it. I'm just like you, Rick. Absolutely. I've definitely had to do whatever I had to do, and I didn't even worry about it.
Yeah. No, that was the NFL coach. They're looking for coaches.
Yeah, so if you think you could be a good coach, apply for one of those jobs, and you'll go from famine to feast overnight.
Yeah, there's jobs opening there. So.
No, Tuesday.
It's just, I did find that place you ate at, all the shed. That's what it is, shed, all right.
Wow, the shed was good, huh?
A good food, but if it's in Illinois, it wouldn't pass the health department, that's for sure.
Probably you're right. It was very crowded when I was there, and people were definitely having a good time in the middle of nowhere.
It was a good time, all that. Food's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
As far as building codes, it was passing up.
No. No, Biloxi is a very cool place, I think, to go. I really enjoyed visiting there. I've been there now a couple of different times, that whole area. The people are great, and there's a lot of rebuilding that's starting to go on. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. They've been a lot of the restaurants back. There's a lot of restaurants that I was there last year. They got some more opening up, too.
Yeah.
Like I said, they go down and get jobs.
No, and the casinos are so big.
Casinos are hiring, and the Hard Rock Cafe is on a 20-story hotel, so there's the job openings there, too.
Yeah.
Get it done. So it's time to want me to get to work.
What happened in Biloxi, and thanks, Rick, for the call. What happened in Biloxi is, and we took the show down there, the BP pumped a lot of money into that area after the whole oil spill, the Gulf spill thing. So they started, the casinos were really starting to pump back up again. And people forget Hurricane Katrina, a lot of the focus, and rightfully so because of what happened, the levees, the overflow, there was so much focus on what happened in New Orleans to the people that there was disaster all over Mississippi, but especially along Biloxi and that area there on the coastline, because the hurricane actually hit there. That's where it hit. And they were going around and telling people, get out of here. If you're knock-knock on the apartment door or the house door, if you don't leave, we're going to come back and we're going to end up putting an X on this house because we're that confident at what we're seeing. You're right in the middle of this. And the bridge was torn out, and so many things happened to the people down there. And there, you can see that they've turned the corner because of the rebuilding and the casinos that are there and the people that are still going to Biloxi from Alabama and from Florida and Texas and, you know, all over the country, really. I don't think it's necessarily just people who are coming from border states, but they're certainly having a return from the people who would go there on vacation, who would go to the beach, who would spend some time there, and that's good news. That whole Gulf Shores area that was just smashed in the double whammy, the Katrina stuff, and finally it seemed like everything was okay, and then the spill on top of that, for that one summer, really two summers, it wasn't looking really good. It was looking like, man, are they gonna really bounce back from this, or is this place forever changed, and they're stuck because of what happened there. Coming up on America Tonight, you know, talking about unemployment, we're going to peel back the onion with Andrew Szabo, and that's exactly one of the things that we'll talk about, unemployment benefits and whether they should be extended and what's the problem with unemployment benefits being extended. And we'll also take a look at something we talked about earlier in the show, and that's light bulbs, incandescent light bulbs. Forget about it. Now, with the new law kicking in, you had to buy those fluorescent light bulbs that are pretty costly but contain the mercury, so you have to be careful about the disposal of them. Now, if you know about it and you dispose them correctly, that's fine. But a lot of people don't know, so a light bulb burns out, boom, they just throw it into recycling or the regular trash, and then who knows what it does with the landfill. There's a big problem there. And this is an interesting time when we talk about coal in the United States, because there's a downturn in coal mining when it comes to Appalachia. There are a lot of out-of-work miners who are bolting from Kentucky, and they're heading west because that's where it's booming. So it's booming in the west, but it's not in the traditional areas of Kentucky where it's just dried up. And the people who are, this is what we do for a living, we've done this forever, they've moved. They've moved with the times and picked up sticks. So it's with the gas boom, coal isn't gone. In fact, the Wall Street Journal just did a huge story on it, but it's switched. It's switched where the coal is really being mined. And it's coal is still one of the biggest sources of fuel for generating electricity to the United States, and exports are growing pretty fast, too, even with the coal production plunging in Appalachia. But it's not that way in those open pit mines in Wyoming and in Illinois and in Indiana. So overall, even though it's not talked about that way, coal production should be pretty constant over the next three decades for what they're using coal for. It's just the way it was mined before and where it was, it's changed. So it's a tale of two different parts of the country and companies going bankrupt and whatnot, and then others absolutely thriving. In fact, two counties in Wyoming account for 40% of U.S. coal production. Wow. Two counties. Stay with us. More to come here on America Tonight.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and body extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and body extract for long and healthy life.
Unpredictable, controversial, but always entertaining. The new home of Man Cow is GCN.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Continued fantastic new year. What a way to start with temperatures where you are chilled to the bone and you are out there shoveling snow, just shoveling that snow. Oh, yeah. Used to be fun to get in those snowball fights. I remember building igloos a couple of times when we were kids and doing the snowman thing, but now if I was skiing down a hill, that'd be kind of cool. Or if somebody was pulling me on one of those saucers, you know, you get those coasters, and you have somebody on a, I guess on a, what is the word I'm looking for? On one of the things that they pull you on, and I can't, snowmobile, thank you, I knew I would think of it. Snowmobile, getting pulled on the back of that would be fun, but not having to dig myself out, defrost everything, nah, that's no fun. Forget about it. Bring on the summer. Let's get the summer going. Couple of things that are stuck on my mind thinking about this polar vortex. You have a lot of people bringing up the whole climate change. You think there's no climate change? Look at the weather. Look at the United States and 180-some million people being affected. I don't think you can argue about climate change. You could argue about what's happening with glaciers. You could talk about people being oblivious to some of the things that they do pollution-wise that would be so simple to correct. But then there's the whole other side of the crazy green movement, which we'll talk about with Andrew, that they're not doing anything to push that agenda other than like in so many other businesses, create the interest for it, be on the right side of it at the right time, and collect the dough. But it's really nothing to do with green. It's just a big industry in some cases. So with this conversation about extreme temps and polar vortex and the air that dropped the temperatures in parts of the country to those incredible lows that you've been talking about, spreading to the east and the south and shattering all kinds of records. Flights are down. There's tough transportation woes. Schools and businesses shut down. Is this because of global warming? I'm going to say no. We've seen this game before. And if you talk to somebody at the National Weather Service, they would tell you the same thing. There are certain, in this case, there are cycles, and this is a cycle. But every time we hit a crazy cycle that seems like we've never seen it before, and we haven't for decades in some of these spots, I don't know that you necessarily have to make that leap to, this is definitely climate change. Look at this example here and what we've seen. Climate change and melting glaciers. Our friend Ellen Ratner went up to the Antarctic, if you remember, and talked to us where she was outside watching what was happening with the penguins, and it's just a wild scenery, as she said. That would be pretty cool to actually go and be up there, as long as you weren't stuck like that ship was stuck and you have to be rescued. And there were a lot of people on board. In New York City at Central Park, people were talking about how cold it was, because now there is a record breaker. 118-year record. Temps there dropped to 4 degrees. 4 degrees! My goodness. But nothing like the wind chills that were 40 below and colder in parts of Oklahoma and Texas. In Indiana, the wind, the foot of snow, stay home, stay home. That's what the cry was, stay home. By the end of the week, parents will be begging to have their kids out at school. Have them out at school. And the people in Florida complaining about what's happening with them. In Tampa, they're talking about a hard freeze on Tuesday and Wednesday in the morning, telling people to do that thing where you drip the faucets because they're not used to those kind of temperatures we're talking about where it's like 30 degrees. It's 30 degrees! What do we do? The Southwest Airlines has found itself in the middle of something that they haven't had happen to them very much. They've had travelers stranded at some airports because of the cold. The refueling takes longer, and they're not keeping the schedule they normally have. They've had to cancel flights. They had to delay thousands of flights, which is so unusual for them. I mean, we're always talking about American and talking about some of the things that they've, because of course they have more flights in the air, but talking about some of their flights being down, but not as much with Southwest, but they're finding that they've got the effects hitting them too as well. The record lows and what happens when you get these temperatures to the things that you take for granted and you're just not thinking about. People think about, I believe, they think about pipes. They think about pipes bursting, even if they can't do anything about it. And they think about car batteries. But there's other things that they just don't register with you, like public transportation, because you assume everything's salted up. I saw the trucks, the snow plows, so it's okay, but it's been a nightmare for public transportation-wise. It is like a scene from that movie, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. It just depends on where you're making a connection or where you're flying out of, how quickly you can get there. And remember, I was talking about this Russian research ship, specifically was it that broke free of the Antarctic ice. It was, they just flat out got stuck in the middle of it. It was almost like glue holding them in place. But that did happen, so they were able to get out of it, so that's the good news there. And finally, a couple of other quick things to mix in here. We talked about this and got some emails about the lawyer who now is a lawyer, had to wait, but because of a ruling, is now able to practice law in the state of California. He's saying he would now consider running for governor of that state. His name is Sergio Garcia, and he went to school, took the state bar, but had to wait. He couldn't practice law because he came to the United States with his family when he was 17 months old and was in the country until he was 9. Then his family went back to Mexico. Then they came back to the United States, and his father got a residence visa under the amnesty law at the time. So by the time he came back, Garcia came back, he was 17, and requested the citizenship, and has now struggled with that, wasn't able to get it. So he went to school, and he passed the bar, but he could not practice the profession, so he's working other jobs. He's 36 years old. He graduated from Cal Northern School of Law and then passed that bar in 2009 on the first try, but the state wouldn't allow him. The Justice Department opposed his admission because of his status as an undocumented immigration, undocumented immigrant. So he's now been asked, he's getting a lot of publicity, would he run for governor? Would he be interested in politics? And he's saying yes, and he thinks that the door should be open for some people, and he's very, very happy what happened with the California Supreme Court, and he hopes that other people are going to find themselves in the same situation in accounting and in other fields too, as well. And this story has huge rippling effects on that state, but maybe on some other states when this is something that's being considered, because the issue of illegal immigration naturally still is on the back burner. It's never full on been addressed. It has been in the past, but nobody paid attention to the laws that were on the books, so we ended up in this horrible scenario in the U.S. where you have way too many people coming in, no idea what the count is, porous borders, problems with health care, problems in school systems, and the other problem of kids coming in with parents and not being here legally and then trying to figure out the mess and sort it all out. Now, I think he's going to be a symbol for that. For sure, he already is. I think that just increases and his profile gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And then when he's practicing law, it wouldn't be shocking to see that his name appear on a ballot in a governor's race. And while he's pushing that off now, I bet in the future he ends up doing that, and part of the conversation at that point would be about immigration and a pathway to amnesty. Coming up next, Peeling Back the Onion with Andrew Szabo.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I love you, see me just like you. I love you, see me just like you.
Light bulbs and unemployment benefits being extended. Part of what we're going to talk about this time around and peel back the onion with Andrew Szabo, the marketing chef, strategist, branding and positioning expert, and, of course, a speaker as well. Andrew, thanks so much, as always, for coming on America Tonight.
Happy New Year to you and all your listeners on America Tonight. Good to be back.
Yeah, 2014, hard to believe. What happened to 2013? It evaporated, didn't it?
It certainly did. Hopefully 2014 well. But we'll see what 2014 brings.
Let's hope.
Lots to talk about all throughout the year.
I think we will, too. And midterm elections, of course, will be big a little bit down the line already. A lot of that conversation has started. And how about this? Senator Rand Paul said on Tuesday, he kind of fired back toward the president, definitely an aggressive push for the extended unemployment benefits, saying that the president's being ridiculous with this because the president is pushing it. The vote is really close. They're one or two off to get it pushed to extend those benefits. And what Rand Paul said is he says, like most liberals, he makes big-hearted, small-brained policy statements. And, you know, he says they can make all these emotional arguments, but the policies haven't worked, and unemployment is still a horrific problem in our country. So, see, part of this is how are we paying for those unemployment benefits? And the Republicans, that's what they're having problems with because they want to know where the money's coming from, and they're looking for a different cut. So the vote is right there on the edge. It could go really either way, really one or two votes from passing, and we'll see where it ends up. Right now it's in limbo, but this is the heavy, heavy, heavy push for the president to speak out about this and try to get this to go in the opposite direction. So for me, here's what I think. We see the same thing again, layers and layers and layers of of problems because we refuse to take the big cuts. So if you're going to extend those benefits, you have to be able to slice something else, and they're not really willing to take a bite out of any other program. And so I say no to it because of that reason. I think Paul is right in that sense that they're not coming up with a way to pay for it. We've spent $230 billion on unemployment benefits over the last 6 or 7 years, so that adds to the deficit, which, of course, what does that cause? Rising prices. What do you think, Andrew?
Well, I think I agree with you, Kate, but I think there's also, just peel back the onion on this one, there's a deeper issue here, and it's one that the Republicans keep facing. On the one side, you have Democrats, and it's very appealing to say, okay, here's something more. We're going to get out. We're going to be taking care of people. That's the message that comes through with the Democrats. They're taking care of people in need. And the message that you would perceive by the Republicans, they're just trying to stop that. It's an anti-message. There isn't anything positive. And it comes back to the fundamental issue that we have time and time again. We've faced this even before Obama came into power, but we can't keep funding things and keep, just like a family cannot live beyond its means. We see companies, you go bankrupt. You see companies, they cannot live beyond their means. Cities now cannot live beyond their means. We see now cities have declared bankruptcy. And yet, at a government level, we keep living beyond our means because there's no accountability to the process. So the Republicans, the message is that they're essentially losing the message war. Okay, I believe what's required here is something more fundamental. There needs to be some legislation passed that says, okay, if we're going to have any new programs, that has to be funded somehow, either by cutting a program or by saying, okay, we're now going to tax, we're going to create a tax here, there, and everywhere. Because then there's accountability. Now the Democrat who votes in favor of this wonderful new legislation, I'm using that term loosely, of course, but whatever that is, and in this case, of course, we're talking about unemployment benefits, but this is happening time and time again with other kinds of legislation. They also, hand in hand with that, have to say, okay, and this is how we're going to pay for it. We're now going to impose some kind of tax. All of a sudden, you've got the negative side of it along with the positive. There's got to be, just like there was at one time a balanced budget amendment, and that worked very well for a long time. They had to come up with budgets that balance. Well, what about coming up with a legislation, I don't know what you call it quite, but that you can't fund, you can fund new programs so long as you have it's also a balanced budget. You know, it has to be paid for either by cutting some program or by declaring what is it, where are you going to get the money from, where are you going to tax it, not just by borrowing more money or by printing more money.
I agree. Absolutely, and that's the problem. I mean, this is the age-old problem, without a doubt. I want to squeeze this one in, too, because I mentioned it. The light bulbs, here's what the deal is. There's a new mandate. We are done with incandescent light bulbs. In fact, if you go to the store, a lot of the shelves are barren. We're not producing any more. There may be some out there, but once they're all sold, that is it. Instead, now it is a law. You have to buy fluorescent bulbs, and in those bulbs, they call them curlicue lights. You see them. You've seen those bulbs, Andrew, I'm sure. They have mercury in it, and here's the problem. Supposedly this is to help, to be a green impact, to really help the environment. But the problem is there's mercury in the bulbs, so if you don't correctly get rid of the mercury when the bulb is burned out, you just don't throw it in the trash. So it's more than recycling, and I fear many people will not do that. They're not even aware of it. And because we're not producing these incandescent light bulbs, we've shut down all these factories here, and none of the other bulbs are made in the United States. We're getting them from China, and a bulb that used to cost you less than a couple of cents, let's say, now these bulbs are $5 each. So if you had 100 light bulbs to replace in your house, it would cost you $500 versus the 25 from before. What's your take?
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty outrageous. And on top of that, not only more expensive, and Yeah, again, what's the message here? Yes, we want to, I think everybody would say, yes, we want to improve the environment. But then you've got to look at it at what cost. What is the cost of phasing out incandescent light bulbs? What's the cost in jobs? What's the cost into the environment? In other words, sometimes we are damaging the environment more when we try and save the environment. In this case, these are, as you said, they're dangerous. And we've got this dilemma is that people, they're ignorant about these light bulbs. Most people don't even know that incandescent light bulbs are being phased out. And this legislation was actually passed, was a couple of years ago, and I think it's 2012, believe it was. Mm-hmm. And so one's got to look at the cost of it. This is, again, this is one of those silly legislation where it's not thought out. Oh, this sounds good on the surface. We passed legislation. It's sort of a mini healthcare thing. Yeah, well, let's just pass the legislation. It sounds good, but we're not looking at what the true cost is. We've done this even with the simplest of programs. You know, I think back to, you know, 5-6 years ago, you know, we couldn't even do a simple cars for clunkers program. You know, give people $2,500 for their old car, for the $3,500 per time. It's costing us six figures for each one of those, cars. We're not looking at the cost. And this in one sense is tied to the previous discussion we had. You've got to look at the cost of legislation. You've got to look at the cost of a new program. What is the true cost? And look at it and think it all the way through. You know, peel back the onion on what the consequences are.
Absolutely. American jobs lost because of these light bulb factories importing the bulbs, as we mentioned, from China. And the other part of this is the government intrusion in an area where you're not really helping because you're not helping in the job category. You're not even helping in the energy category, in a sense, because of the whole idea is this is a green initiative. But it's not really green if it's destroying and harming the ground that these bulbs are being disposed in because of the mercury, for goodness sake.
Right.
So that's where I have a lot of problem with it.
Yeah, and most people, I think there's bigger fish to catch, too. You know, most U.S. consumers, when it comes to their lighting choices, the greenness of it is at the bottom of the list. They're concerned, number one, about brightness, number two, about lifespan, number three, about energy usage, number four, about price, and number five is how green is it.
Yeah.
So it's at the bottom of the list.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely.
So what's fair about this, but I think there's other things, bigger things that, again, people are more concerned about. So,
sure. Other things we could focus on when we're making laws, for sure. All right. Peel back the onion with Andrew Szabo. It is about priorities. We'll do it again next week.
Thank you very much, Kate, as always.
Thank you, Andrew.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.